Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day two with my good friend Mitch Garber from Paducah, Kentucky. And so excited to have Mitch. And I just love hearing people when they give their heart to Jesus. There's nothing like, you know, that experience and having peace come into your life and getting our focus on God and not the worldly things. Mitch, so your testimony is an inspiration. So looking forward to hearing today a little bit more about, you know, kind of how your life has changed and what you're doing now in your walk with the Lord. So, Father, we come today hungry. Thank you for speaking through Mitch and that he'll have some examples of what his life is like now. Father, that'll be an inspiration to us all because we can all learn from each other in our walk. And so we come today hungry for what Mitch has to say, Father, and we're ready to apply your things to our life, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, back to you, Mitch.
Right, so we left off about me getting saved about a year ago, and last summer is the turning point in my life, and God really, really was looking out for me. He was listening to me. I was screaming and hooting and hollering his name. I could not communicate with him enough. I'd wake up and just pray and rub my Bible and walk around while I'm making coffee, getting ready for the day. I was behind on work, and I would just put my Bible on my lap, and I would just be infinitely more productive with my laptop over my Bible. It was unreal, the things Praise that were happening. And I spoke on patience. However, some things action needed to be taken right away to make sure that I was able to continue to support and thrive for my children. So I would pray for things, and God would answer, and I could hear him, you know, not audibly, but in my heart,
Amen.
What he was saying to me and what I needed to do. And a lot of things, it was easy just because it's what I believe I'd wanted to do in my heart. Some things were more difficult. For instance, I called you one time specifically. I'm like, I'm being called to tithe. I cannot afford to tithe. You know, I'm just restarting my life. I can't afford to tithe. Lo and behold, you did a tithing podcast the week before, and you sent me that week's worth of podcasts. That is God working. I believe that. So I listened to it, and immediately I started tithing. Tithing because I wanted to.
Come on, Mitch.
And I'm grabbing it, I'm writing the checks, and I'm praying on it. Put this to good use. Bless those that need it. They need it more than I do. And immediately, pretty much a Dave Ramsey kind of guy, you know, stay out of debt and all that, but just situations happen. And I've had a credit card since I was 18, 19 years old and never had revolving, you know, charges on there. And situations happen where I needed to use it. And just immediately, as soon as I started tithing, just money came from weird places, like thousands of dollars. And that's not always how God works, but again, I needed help, and I needed it quickly, and God was just blessing me left and right. Yeah. Another story about just God is answering my call is I've got a brother who was living with my mom in Houston, and he was on drugs and heavy drugs, and he was just consuming her house. He was completely and totally taking it over. And he's a bigger guy, 6'2", 260, 270 at the time. And my other brother, who's kind of the run of the litter, he's about 5'10 and about 130 pounds. And he went from Colorado to visit my mom in Houston to help her pack her stuff up because she needed to get away from him and was so desperate. She quit her job and sold her house to move to Kentucky. And my brother in Colorado needed to come and kind of help facilitate that move. Well, he ended up, the bigger brother ended up attacking and doing some damage on my middle brother. And it was traumatic. And I was actually with Cameron, who was on the podcast the other day. And I needed help. I couldn't shake it mentally. I was praying. I was with Cameron. He's a man of God. I love that man. And we're driving in the truck, and he was praying for me, and I needed more, man. I put my hand on his shoulder while he was driving, praying, and immediately after, my brother that attacked the smaller brother, he um, he called me, and I was kind of able to, you know, just calm the situation down best I could. And shortly after, my mom had ended up moving up here. She'd put her house on the market. I was praying about that, but I was living in a duplex and I bought a house because I thought her house was going to sell quickly and it didn't. So that was part of that tithing thing. The moment I wrote a check, her house sold. Within a week of me tithing for the first time, just blessings from God. And it's crazy enough, the man that bought my mom's house, he was 88 years old and bought the house sight unseen. And he passed away a month after he bought that house. That was, I believe, truly God looking out for me and my mother.
Wow.
I mean, I can go on and just me praying and praying for the woman that I'm dating. She's got two kids of her own. And I prayed for her son and just about the dad. And he had things going on at school. And, you know, the next time I spoke with her, she had communication with his father and the school about the situation to get it rectified. I mean, God works in mysterious ways. And again, he is not always instant, but sometimes action needs to be quickly taken. And God knows, and he's working for the best interests of the ones that he cares for.
Yes.
And again, I'm just so thankful that he's in my life.
Yeah.
Since then, the girl that I'm seeing, she's gotten saved, and
praise
we're
God.
Doing Bible studies. We're going to church. If I'm out of town for whatever reason, she's going without me. She was sick last week, couldn't go. She was watching it from the house. I was having a rough week last week, and I mean, she's quoting the sermon from Sunday, and I was there at church, and she was watching from the house, and it just, I mean, just God is so good. And I just, again, I cannot thank him enough. I have so much joy. I'm happier now than I've ever been.
Yeah.
I'm more joyful than I've ever been.
Yeah.
I look forward to what comes next.
Amen. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, we think we're having joy in the world. It's really temporary pleasure, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But the joy of the Lord is permanent. You know, and Mitch, as you were going through all that testimony, I was thinking about, so prayer and tithing really work.
Oh, yeah. Fasting too. When she got saved, I did a 5-day fast. Within the week of me fasting, she'd gotten saved.
Praise.
It's in the Bible. Prayer
and
fasting.
And that was one of my favorite text messages in the last 3 months or so when you sent me that message.
Absolutely.
That she gave her heart to the Lord. And you know, I tell those guys in jail, Mitch, that at the throne of God, you know, the Bible tells us that they rejoice over one soul. And they were rejoicing that day for you and for your girlfriend. That's how much God loves us, you know. But he's not a dictator. You know, he didn't drag you to the altar or me or anybody, Cameron. He didn't drag us, right? God gives us free will.
Mm-hmm.
And I just envision that Jesus is like standing there with his arms wide open, just ready to embrace us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
To bring us in, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The ultimate trust fall.
Amen. Mitch, and your hunger for the Lord is so inspiring. You know, sometimes I think we can lose the zeal when we first get saved. We just are so thankful, you know, and I think we can, if we're not careful, we can lose that zeal over time and realize what we've been saved from and that there's other people out there that don't have what we have.
Absolutely.
And the greatest thing we can do, Mitch, right, is to share the love of God with people and let so they know there's a way out.
Yeah, I mean, again, a phone can be used for evil, but it can also be used for good. Sometimes I get busy and I'm not able to read my Bible. I listen to a couple of different podcasts. You're one of them. There's a pastor that I went to in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sermons on there, and then he does a Maybe God podcast. And he talks about, he has a lot of interviews with cynics and atheists about their view, because he says it all the time, I'm not here for the Christians. I'm here to help save the lost.
Come on,
I'm
Mitch.
Here to lead them to God.
Mitch, what's your pastor down there in Houston? What's that podcast? Somebody wants to go look and find that one.
The Story Houston with Eric Hoffman, and his podcasts are Maybe God.
Maybe God.
Yep.
Yeah, I just feel Holy Ghost inspired that somebody out there, maybe more than one person, needs to listen and check that podcast out, you know, because you know, we're all on the same team, right? If we're on Team Jesus, right? And so, you know, one of the things that the Holy Spirit said to me in my heart, Mitch, when I started my ministry, is bringing churches together for the end time harvest. We shouldn't be working against each other. We're not all going to agree on every little point, right? But the main part is you got to receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior. He's the only way to heaven. He's not just one of the ways, right? And so I just hope that people will check out your pastor down there in Houston and check his podcast. Man, it's been such a blessing, Mitch, having you. I'm so thankful for good Christian friends like you. You inspire me and your story. And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and pray and close this out. And just thanks so much again, Mitch, for being with me.
Absolutely. It's
been a blessing. Well, Father, I just thank you for Mitch and his heart for you. I just thank you that you continue to bless him because of his obedience, Father, that you're a good God. And you don't dictate that we do anything. You just draw us and you gave us the roadmap to our life, your Bible, Father. Get the instruction manual that tells us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And we choose to be a bright light in this world in these last of the last days, Lord. I speak blessing over Mitch's life, his family. I think the angels protect him, Father. And we choose to reach out to people in our everyday life to tell them about the good news about Jesus and what he did at Calvary. And I thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. And thanks again, Mitch. It's been a real honor having you on. And folks, you can contact Mitch. We can get you hooked up. You contact me through celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.